This news update is being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They are locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon. And they're open 7 days a week. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes for a look at your news for the hour. A new mentorship program aimed at young boys has officially launched in Sebring. The first meeting of the Young Gentlemen's Club was held last week through a partnership involving the Village Sebring Police Department and the Sebring Township Library. Organizers say the inaugural session focused on introductions and building relationships, while also introducing the group's first discussion topic, the difference between self-confidence and arrogance. According to the organizers, participants expressed interest in returning for future sessions, a sign they view as an encouraging start for the program. The club's opening message emphasized that confidence comes from knowing one's own value, while arrogance seeks validation from others. Leaders say the goal is to help young men develop respect, humility, and quiet confidence as they grow into adulthood. The Young Gentlemen's Club plans to continue meeting in the coming weeks with additional discussions centered on character development and life skills. Thumb area families will have three chances to pick up free school supplies before the new school year begins. The HDC is hosting three free back-to-school bash events in August to help prepare students for the classroom. The events will include free backpacks and school supplies, along with games, entertainment, popsicles, and family activities. Stops are scheduled for Tuesday, August the 4th at Bad Axe City Park, Thursday, August 6th at Diamond Trail Park in Sandusky, and Tuesday, August 11th at Crampton Park in Lapeer. All events will run from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Organizers say no registration, income verification, or proof of residency is required, but children must be present to receive school supplies, which will be distributed while supplies last. And we'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware.
And this is Nate. Kim, have you noticed everyone's summer project list gets a lot longer this time of year?
Absolutely. A lot of those projects start with a fresh coat of Do It Best paint. Whether you're updating a room or freshening up the front porch, we can help you find the perfect color.
And once the painting is done, we've got lawn and garden supplies, plus plumbing, electrical, and hardware items for your next project.
Don't forget, we also offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of Do It Best paint.
Before you start your next summer project, stop in Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, your local home for Do It Best paint.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back with more news. The City of Marlette and Marlette Community Schools have finalized an agreement to continue funding the district's school resource officer for the 2026-27 school year. Officer Jim Sanchez will remain in the position when classes begin August 3rd, providing security during school day and at evening school events. The position carries a total cost of nearly $98,000, with the school district reimbursing the city just over $70,000, while Marlette Township also contributes funding. School officials say the partnership reflects a shared commitment to maintaining a safe learning environment for students and staff. And unemployment rates have moved lower across every Michigan labor market in Michigan during June, according to new figures from the Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget. The agency says all 18 regional labor markets posted monthly declines in jobless rates, which ranged from 3.8% to 5.8%. The Upper Peninsula recorded the largest monthly improvement, while Northeast Lower Michigan posted the biggest year-over-year decline. Detroit was the only region to see its unemployment rate rise compared to June of last year. Despite the lower unemployment rates, employment and labor force totals declined in many parts of the state during the month, reflecting fewer people participating in the workforce. Lansing experienced the largest monthly drop in both employment and labor force levels. Meanwhile, Michigan employers added an estimated $23,000 non-farm payroll jobs in June. Payroll employment increased in 13 of the state's 15 metropolitan areas, led by the Traverse City region. Statewide payroll employment was essentially unchanged from a year ago. And that's been your news this hour, brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware.
And this is Nate. Kim, have you noticed everyone's summer project list gets a lot longer this time of year?
Absolutely. A lot of those projects start with a fresh coat of Do It Best paint. Whether you're updating a room or freshening up the front porch, we can help you find the perfect color.
And once the painting is done, we've got lawn and garden supplies, plus plumbing, electrical, and hardware items for your next project.
Don't forget, we also offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of Do It Best paint.
Before you start your next summer project, stop in Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, your local home for Do It Best paint.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure to visit Hard Joe's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.